followed him after this allegedly happened. And her people are telling us, no, it's not that, you know, the January thing may have been the violence, but there's been other domestic violence after that. Right. So there is just a bitter, and I am told this is literally as nasty as it gets.
Has this ever been part of Mel Gibson's past that we've heard about, the violence?
I mean, he was married to Robin for...
He's been married a few times, hasn't he?
But he was married to Robin for like 30 years.
And there was never any allegations of domestic violence.
Not that I heard, but yeah. This was... So we'll see. I mean, it's sorting itself out, but this is...
He denies it, right? Vehemently.
Well, he hasn't said anything. I mean, he's not talking, but I'm telling you, there are sources connected with him who are saying it's BS and that she's overblown this thing, and there's apparently a lot to this story.
Got it.
Okay, so let's do your questions. I mean, this is a big day. When the Michael Jackson story came in, was it from a source that you know couldn't be wrong, or was there initial doubt? I mean, the way the story started with us was not Michael Jackson is dead. The way it started with us was we got a tip that Michael Jackson had gone to the hospital. That was not alarming, because we've done other stories where he went to the hospital, in some cases for minor things.
Right.
What really made this a huge story is we found out that he was in full cardiac arrest at the house.
And that's the first story we printed that.
No, the first story was went to the hospital.
He went to the hospital.
The second story was full cardiac arrest. That was actually, in many ways, the biggest story.
Right.
Because it changed it from, then we went to the hospital, to life and death. And it was clear. And then this whole room launched. And this place operated really well. Yeah. And we found a lot of information pretty quickly that, you know, we knew that the EMTs pretty early on, they wanted to declare him dead at the house.
Right.
And that Murray, as the senior person, wanted to take him to the hospital, and he had the right to do that as the senior medical person at the scene.
Right.
But by the time we published, we had already gotten confirmation and reconfirmation that, you know, he was gone.
Somebody asked a question here. They asked, if a similar situation were to arise in the future, would you wait longer before making the pronouncement that he's dead? But I don't think we...
No, we waited. We could have published this significantly before we did.
I think we said an hour earlier.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it really is true. We were 100%.
Yeah.
And actually, we could have done this earlier. We actually could have done it earlier. I mean, this was kind of an open process in the room where there were a lot of people here.
Right.
And we just kept getting things. And no, it was 100%.